This is Market You First.
Market You First.
It's time to learn to sell what you bring to the table, not what you're selling. This is Market You First. This is your host, Wes Wyatt.
All right, everybody. How in the heck are you doing? It is day 3 of 2025. And the reason that I bring that up, it's not very evergreen. And I say that quite a bit in the last couple of days. But I was speaking to a fellow marketer, and they had kind of put a what are you going to do for 2025 message out while they were broadcasting. And I had stated that my intention was to do a podcast every day in 2025 and beyond. They had come back and said that is a extremely lofty goal, and I would avoid it because it kind of puts undue pressure on you. And I then let them know that I had done a podcast for a client that had went 264 weeks in a row, never having missed a week. And I actually didn't tell them this, but I actually have another client that I've done over 200 plus episodes for over the last 4 years as well. So, you know, it's not something that I'm unaccustomed to. Now, I haven't done one every day, at least not for a year straight, but I believe that, you know, doing this, number one, is not going to be difficult for a couple of reasons. One, because I have made the intention and the decision. And if you don't know anything about decision, I talked about this yesterday, the word decide. This is John Addison's, not mine. But, you know, he says that he loves the word decide because it ends in aside. Aside being death, and not that he likes death, but he likes the pesticide, homicide, suicide, genocide ending the aside, because when you decide, it's the death of all other options. That's where the positive part of it comes. He clearly doesn't like those other four things. But yeah, I've kind of put on the blinders and decided that, you know, it's too late to, or it's been too long, you know, that I've been goofing around. And I was kind of looking at some of my past performance on this particular podcast, Market You First. And the very first year I got this started, which is crazy to me, and especially the latter numbers, is, you know, in 2021, I started on July 21st. I did 16 episodes that year. The following year, 2022, I did 26 episodes. 2023, only 4 episodes. Okay. 2024, 4 episodes again. And now it brings us to 2025. And it, you know, I'm 3 days in. I've already, you know, come very close to hitting the max for 2 of those years, which is absolutely crazy to me. Time gets away from you. And the thing that I would tell you is that, yes, this is going to be a very daunting task, but the things that are hard, are also easy. And what I mean by that is whether it's weight loss or a habit, you know, I have a habit of not smoking. I know that might seem silly, but I don't smoke. You know, it's something that, you know, my parents smoked and some friends smoked. I never liked it, never got into it. And I have a habit of not smoking. I do it every day. It's very easy for me. For others, you know, they smoke and it's very difficult for them. You know, so it's just one of those things that some things are easy to do, but they're just as easy not to do. So, that being said, also, I want to put into full disclosure, I'm not going to be doing all of these live. Right now, I'm recording these all anyway and reposting them on the day, but my intention is to do several of them in advance. The client that I told you I have been doing over 200 for the last 4 years, you know, we do them, we call them rack and stacks. we go through and do them all and two or three at a time. And there's many, many months where we're, 3-4 months ahead, with guests, and so we try to keep things again, evergreen, to where people don't know necessarily when we did the podcast. But at the same time, here's the thing that you need to know. People aren't going to go back and, study these things like, the Bible or, some sort of, history. So you just need to know that what they're going to do is probably listen once. And, if you keep it evergreen, if they hear you say, there's snow outside in Ohio and it's summer, they're just going to realize they were listening to one that's a little older. If you keep the information to where it's, ready to go and it's just as good no matter when you listen to it, that's as evergreen as I am going to keep it. So anyway, with that said, guys, I just wanted to let you know that, we're going to see if in fact I'm able to do this every day for 2025. And, here is day 3 and we're already, on our way to doing it. So anyway, with that all said, today we're going to talk about turning passion into profit. So the whole idea of Market You First is going through and I coach people to sell themselves, not what they sell. Okay. So what you want to know is that there is a simple truth, and that is your passion or your knowledge has got a value. Okay. And it doesn't matter if you love baking, coaching, writing, collecting Funko Pops, like I do, Batman, characters like I do, whatever it is, there's an audience that's out there willing to pay for your expertise, your creativity, your knowledge, your passion, whatever the case is. The key to figuring out is how to package that that passion into a way that's going to either solve problems, add value to someone else's life, give them what it is that they're looking for. So think about it. If you're passionate about something, the chances are that you've already spent time learning and perfecting it, right? So why not share that knowledge and let it create an income stream for you? All right. So here are going to be 5 just beginning high level steps that are going to get you into profit. And I am going to give you a disclaimer here at the end because I want to make sure that we don't get ourselves in any sort of issues. But the first thing that you want to do is you want to identify your passion. All right. So start by asking yourself, why do I love doing, what do I love doing so much that I'd like to do it for free? Okay. Write down your top 5 passions, and this could be things that you enjoy and or have some level of expertise, in learning more about. Okay. Then find the value. That's number 2. Okay. So how can this passion solve a problem or enhance someone's life? For example, you might be great at organizing. You could create a course or write a guide on decluttering. Okay. If you're a whiz with AI tools, you could teach people how to use them to save time and money. All right. So find the value. The next thing is number 3, choose a format. Decide how to share your passions. This could be through coaching, creating a blog, sharing a YouTube channel, doing a podcast like I'm doing right now, selling digital products, affiliate marketing. Just match your passion to the formats that fit your skills and your lifestyle. All right. Number 4, start small and test. Don't worry about making it perfect. Just start. You've heard me stammer and laugh and, do ums and ahs and all that stuff. I'm not going to go through and edit these because just like keeping it evergreen, I want to keep it as simple as possible and let you know that you can do it. And you believe me, if you've heard this, you can do it. So, launch with a small product, post social media about it, do a test service with a few clients, gather feedback and improve as you go. All right. And then last but not least, number 5, monetize it. This is where the magic happens. Use platforms like, maybe Patreon, Etsy, Teachable, Podia, social media in general, to sell your knowledge or your products and pair it with affiliate marketing, build an email list. Very, very important. We'll be going over that in future podcasts, and then leverage network marketing, to scale your reach. And what I mean by network marketing is going out there and, having that engagement. You know, after all, you know, it's social media, you know, just getting out there and spreading the word of mouth. You know, so I want to go through and just kind of give you a real life example. So like podcasting is something that I really like. It's one of my passions. And that's why I'm sharing insights, you know, about something I'm passionate about. Over time, I've learned to monetize these episodes through affiliate marketing, courses, partnerships. The same sort of formulas can work for you. And you can start doing the same thing that I've done, which is, you know, over time, I've done 264 weeks in a row for a client. And I've also done, like I said, over 200 episodes for another client over 4 years. Now, I want to, you know, go through and give you a very, very stern warning. Okay. And the warning that I want to give you is don't be a shoeless cobbler or a cobbler walking around in tattered shoes or however you want to, you know, look at it. I know cobblers don't make shoes, they fix them. But the idea that I want to kind of impress upon you is don't do what I did. You heard the stats that I told you for my own podcast, okay? First year, 16 episodes. Second year, 26 episodes. You know, third year, 4 episodes. Fourth year, 4 episodes, okay? Don't do that. Don't do that because I did it for my clients but wasn't doing it for myself, okay? It wasn't until this year, and really it's happened last year as well, and I just didn't take action on it. And that is, you know, I talked about it, didn't do it. Make sure that you make yourself a client, okay? When I say market you first, that doesn't just mean, you know, inserting you into the situation. It does, you know, just to give you a very, you know, high level, quick little insight into market you first. The whole idea is this, guys. Everyone has got the same products and services in some way, shape, or form, in your niche at least, okay? You need to kind of shoehorn in what you bring to the table because everyone's got the product and service, okay? But what they don't have is you, all right? What you bring to the table is going to be the magic, okay? Whether that is a personality, a esprit de corps for the product, you know, the ability to, you know, answer the phone or email whenever someone messages you, whatever it is that you bring to the table, that is going to be your magic. Okay. But at the same time, you got to market you first. Okay. And I mean that literally, not inserting you, but marketing you first. Your clients are great. And I don't want you to you know, stop working for your clients. I'm not going to stop working for mine. But what I found, and it's the easiest hack in the world, and it's going to be absolutely silly when you hear this. And if you haven't done it, then great. I'm glad. Learn from my mistake. But if you have, and you've done this, then you're going to recognize it. And I'm going to tell you to do the same thing that I did. And that is this. Treat yourself like a client. Okay. You'll be amazed that you'll get stuff done for yourself when you treat yourself like a client. Okay. Now, it's something simple. You know, in the last couple of days, like I said, I've done a podcast every day. Okay. Today is only the third day, but I've done more, you know, days essentially almost than I've done in entire years in the past, you know, for in the entire years. Forget about, you know, a weekly, a monthly. I was even doing barely a quarterly. Okay. I guess it would be a quarterly with 4, you know, so one podcast every 3 months. It wasn't, I wish it was that, but it wasn't. It was probably a couple times in the first month. And then I realized, you know, 8 months later that I hadn't done any. So don't do that. Treat yourself like a client and then go through. And like I said, monetize your, you know, your passion and learn how to turn your passions and your knowledge into profit. That's going to be today's message. And I told you that I was going to give you, a couple disclaimers, and I do want to do that. And that is this, you know, the information that I share here with you on Market You First, on the podcast and related platforms is for educational and informational purposes only. I don't want to make any guarantees or financial claims regarding the success of the strategies I've discussed. Your results will depend on your effort, your experience, and your market condition. Always consult with qualified professionals for financial, legal, or business advice tailored to your specific needs. Now, guys, I don't say that because I'm giving you bad information. I just can tell you this. Some people are going to go out there and do great things. Some people are going to do absolutely nothing. And those people that go out and do great things, they may have success and they may not. Okay. So the one thing that I can tell you is that if you don't do anything, you're guaranteed to get the result that zero. All right. But if you go out there and hustle, anything can happen. So just know that what I'm telling you works if you work. So that's all I got for you today. Do me a favor. Go to WesWyatt.com. Enter your name and your email address and get on my mailing list. I am going to be sharing all sorts of tips, tricks, and nuggets with you on Market You First, AI, and just a myriad of other things. I will not spam you, but is going to be the place where you're going to be able to get all the information and things that I'm working on. If you go to the WesWyatt.com/now, you're going to be able to see exactly what I'm working on that day, that week, kind of give you an up-to-date, kind of fill-in of where we're at. And if for some reason you don't want to get involved with the name and the email address, that's cool. If you have a question, go down to the bottom right of the website. There's a little thought bubble down there, and you can kind of engage with me there. I will tell you that I don't monitor that in a, minute by minute, method, so I may take a little bit to get back with you, but I will get back with you. So other than that, guys, just, like I said, I'd greatly appreciate it if not only you would go to that WesWyatt.com to, put your name and your email address in so that we can engage and I can share a lot more with you. But the other thing is that all my social media is on there as well. So I'd be more than glad to engage with you, whether it's on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, all the different places. Make sure that, you kind of, quote unquote stalk me and let's get in there and engage. After all, it's social media. So, that's all I got for you today. And I hope that you guys are having an absolutely great week. It's Friday. Thank God it's Friday. And, here in Ohio, we do have snow. Oddly enough, I mentioned that at the beginning of the podcast, but, I am going to, go and try to research some snow blowers and some other things. But I do hope that you are on your way to having an absolutely incredible weekend. And as always, have a dynamite day. I'll see you later, guys. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Market You First podcast. You are the most important thing you can sell. We hope you've gotten some useful and practical information from the show. Make sure to like, rate, and review the show. And we'll be back soon. But to find the show notes and everything about the Market You First podcast, visit marketyoufirst.com. On behalf of your host, Wes Wyatt, and the whole Market You First team, have a dynamite day.